Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, 24th day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including four children now, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, and Raya, Bas, Michal. This is a good story. I'm thrilled to share that Tinok, Ben, Siona, Sarah, who we've been davening for several weeks now, the baby was named Shalom Asher. Thank God is no longer in need of our tefillos, and really may everyone we are davening for have the same fate with a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, Arvin Netanel ben Sonet Ziona being held unjustly in Iran, and of course, our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back, it's been a while, to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Donald Bixen of Beth Israel Congregation in Miami Beach, Florida, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Bixen slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Bixen will lead us and the recitation of the three Mishaberach we say on the Daily Call, the Mishaberach for our soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, so that for those being held captive. And we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, and Rabbi Bixen will pause for a while to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the Daily Tehillim Call reminder email, every day I announce it, and every day people keep signing up, so I'm going to keep announcing it, ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. You get the daily email earlier in the day. Today's went out a little bit later than usual. Find out who's speaking, and it has the entire outline of everything that we do here on the call. And please God, in Yirat Hashem, I might be announcing this a little bit too early, but we are trying to coordinate with the IDF to have an updated list of those chayalim. I saw a list today has over 800 names on it. Who are in need of refuah, and if we're able to make that work, we'll include it in our daily email as an opportunity to keep them in mind as well. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bixen.
Thank you so much, Naftali. Thank you for the constant effort that you put in on behalf of all of us and as part of the Orthodox Union, but in particular, the daily chizuk is so appreciated, and I'm sure so difficult to arrange, so tremendous amount of hakara satov to you and all of your efforts. I just wanted to use my 5 minutes to share with you something that I had been thinking about over the past week. Next week, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will begin the month of Elul and the Rosh Chodesh Elul on Tuesday night, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the first of Elul. We will begin to recite the David Hashem Ori. And it occurred to me over the past day or so, the last time that I formally said this Kapitel Tehillim was, of course, on October 7th, as the Simcha of Yom Tov, the serenity of Shabbos, was now being shattered with reports of what had begun to happen or what had now really been happening in the state of Israel and the siege of Hamas, and we were beginning to hear of some of the atrocities. And I remember as I recited L'David Hashem at the last time I would say it as part of the Yontov experience, the Elul, starting with the Elul and Yontov experience, I really thought of L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Mimi Ira Hashem Ma'oz Chayai Umi Efchad. And I kept just repeating and repeating that line in my head, the Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall affright me? And I was saying it again and again, when evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, my oppressors and my foes, they stumble and fall. If a camp encamp against me, if Hamas is going to attack me, My heart shall not fear. In takum alai milchama bezos ani boteach. I kept thinking of my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my emunah in Hashem, and the experience of L'David Hashem Ori, the profound experience of something that I've been saying for the past almost 50 days probably at that point, how much that impacted me, the importance of this kapitel and what I was thinking of that time. And the kapitel kept going, this chapter of Tehillim, even though we didn't keep formally saying it after Shmini Atzeres, I kept repeating it in my mind, especially over the course of the year, as, again, ki avi v'imi azvuni, the people who I trust, my father and my mother, have abandoned me. When I felt that the halls of academia were failing to fight against anti-Semitism and protect its Jewish students, when I felt that journalists or elected officials were not owning up to their responsibility for to protect the Jewish people, that the chest of Jewish people, both here in the United States and, of course, the security of Medina Yisrael, I kept thinking, ki avi v'imi azuni, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will always gather me. Hashem yasveni. So this kapitel was playing in my mind over and over and over again, and now I realize we're going to start formally saying it again next week. We're going to start reciting this kapitel over and over again, twice a day, through beginning in Rosh Chodesh Elul through Shmini Atzeres. And I started to think to myself, how am I going to say this kapitel? It's been, how am I going to say this chapter of Tehillim? It's been a year of davening, a year of rallying, a year of missions. There has been, of course, a great sense of confidence in the IDF. There's been a sense of pride, of Jewish pride across the globe. But yet, as we usher in the new year, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah and we begin Rosh Chodesh Elul, are we in a better position than we were? Do I feel that the davening, the repetitive davening, the repetitive solidarity, I know these things are important and they should continue to be important, but have they made an impact? Have they done anything? Are we any better than we were a few weeks ago? Unfortunately, as we know, the situation is grim, even though we have this tremendous sense of emunah. And again, David HaMelech really inspires us to understand the importance of this kapitel. Because the last line of this parak of Tehillim, chapter Chav Zayin in Tehillim, we say, Kaveh El Hashem, right? We should believe in Hashem. We should have emunah in Hashem. And this, according to the Radak, is a pasuk that David HaMelech said, independent of this kapitel of Tehillim. And the way that Rashi understands this pasuk, Kaveh El Hashem, I believed in Hashem. I davened. I rallied. I showed solidarity. I did all the right things. Kaveh El Hashem. But it didn't always work. Or it didn't always work to the extent that I wanted it to work. I wanted the hostages to be returned. I wanted the war to be over. I wanted Hamas to be neutralized. Kaveh El Hashem. So what do I do now as I approach Elul and I continue this process of davening and rallying and showing solidarity? Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak, Yameitz Libecha, the Kaveh El Hashem. I davened. It didn't exactly work the way I wanted it to. So David HaMelech tells us the secret. Chazak, Yameitz Libecha. Now I got to do it again. Now I got to strengthen my heart. I've got to strengthen myself. I've got to strengthen. I got to fortify my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to fortify where I stand in terms of my relationship with Hashem. Chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kadei al Hashem. And now I daven again. And now we'll start saying this kapitel again. And now it'll have more meaning. And it'll be more fervent. And we're going to daven even stronger. Because even though I daven and daven and daven over the past almost 11 months, and it didn't always get answered the way I wanted it to, Chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Now I'm going to strengthen myself, and I'm going to put everything, I'm not just going to put 100%, I'm going to put 200% into my davening in order to recognize my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in order to change the current situation. And perhaps as we enter Parshas Re'eh, that's how we should understand the opening pasuk. It's really not intuitive. If one of us wrote this pasuk, I wouldn't have started off by saying, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom Brachul Klala. I would have started Shema Anochi Nasati Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Kala. I would have said, listen, I have put, in past tense, I have put before you today Bracha and Kala. Right? Why does it say Re'eh? And why does it say No Stain? Why does it say Look? Right? It should say Shema. And why does it say No Stain? It should have said Nasati. It should have been in the past tense. Not I'm putting before you now. Because what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying is that in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Re'eh, you have to see, you have to have a vision. And the vision in the relationship is that in front of us, there is a bracha and there is a klala. There is intense brachos according to the Svarno, and there are intense klalos according to the Svarno. But we have the opportunity to make the decision. Re'eh, we can have a vision of what we want to accomplish. And not just something that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, gave us. No saying. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us each and every day. It's not a historical event that we read about that Moshe was speaking to the Jewish people. Re'eh, I'm telling you now, see today, Anochi Nosein Lifneichem, in front of you today is Bracha Uklala. And it all depends how you're going to make it all depends on the choices that you're about to make. It all depends if you can be Chazek V'yameitz Libecha, the Kaveh Al Hashem. If you can be Chazek V'yameitz Libecha, the Kaveh Al Hashem, then we have this opportunity. Then we have this relationship. Because as is described by Moshe Rabbeinu, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. We are Hashem's children. And according to one opinion in the Gemara, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that's contingent if we behave like Hashem's children. But Rabbi Meir says, no, Benkach u'Benkach, Atem Korim Banim. No, we're always Hashem's children. And in fact, in the Tshuva Rashba, he says, even though normally we paskin halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, in this instance, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. We are always Hashem's children. Benkach u'Benkach, we are always Hashem's children. Hayom, with Nechem Hayom Bracha Lekwala, you should see, you should have the vision to know that today, in front of you, is a bracha, and you can choose bracha, as long as Chazek, V'yameitz, Libecha, if you can strengthen yourself, if you can see Hashem in front of you, then you have the ability to say once again, as we will in Meretz Hashem next week, Kaveh El Hashem, that we believe in Hashem. And that, I hope, will be our thought process as we enter into this week's, as we start Shabbat, as we read Parshas Re'eh, as we now gear ourselves for Chodesh Elul, as we now start listening to the shofar and hearing our call and seeing and envisioning our mission of Chazek V'yameitz Libecha V'kaveh El Hashem. Kapitel Chof. Rabbi Tzvi Zvi David, Yahancha Adonai V'yom Tzara Yisrael Shem Elokea Eloha Yaakov Yishlach Ezrachim Mikodesh V'tzion Yisadeka Yisko Kol Mincho Secha V'alaska Yedashen Asela Yitiv V'kol Uvecha V'kol Atasko Yimalei Niranana Bishua Secha V'shem Elokea Eloheinu Nigol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Secha Ato yadati ki hoshi Adonai mishicho Ya'anehu mishmei chacho v'gruos yesho yimino Eile berechav, eile besusim v'nachtu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Heva karu v'nofulu v'nachtu kamnu v'nosodat Adonai hoshiya ha'melech ya'anehu b'yom kareinu Capital 23, chapter 23 Chav Gimel. Mizmor leDavid Adonai Ravi Lo Esar. Vinos Decha Yabiteni Al Mei Menuchos Yana Haileni Nashi Shovev Yankeni B'Magli Tzedek Leman Shemo Gam Elech B'Geit Samavis Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Ima Di Ashiftucha B'Shantcha Hema Yenachamu Nai Tara Fafan Eshulchan Neged Zorai B'Shantcha B'Shemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Ach tov v'chesed yerdfuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti v'beis Adonai l'orech yamin. Chapter 121, Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir l'malos, Esa enai elaharim mi'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri mi'im Adonai oseh shemayim v'oret, ayitain lamot raglacha, ayinum shemrecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tuchal Yagi Minecha, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'reach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teisach u'echa mi'atav yad olam. Kapitel Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha'malos minamakim karsicha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiyena aznecha kashuva sokol tachanunai. Im avonos yishmor ya Adonai mi'amod. Ki imcha haslicha lamantivarei. Kivisi Adonai kisa nafshi b'libero halchalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomim l'boker, shomim l'boker. Yechel yishel el Adonai, ki im Adonai chesed v'herbei imo fadus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol levonosav. Chapter 142, Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis. Maske l'David v'yoso b'nara d'fila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan. Eshboch lefanov zichi tzorasi lefanov agid. V'hiyas atef alai uruchi v'ata yadata nisivasi v'orech zu alecha alaych tamu pachli. Habet yamin urei v'ein li makir avad manosi meni. Ein dorish lefanavshi. Z'akti elecha Adonai, amarti ata machzi chelki be'eret hachayim, hakshiva el rinasi, ki dolosi be'od hatzileni, merodfai ki amsu emimeni, hotzia mimazger, nafshi lahodos es shimcha biyak tiru, tzadikim ki sigmu alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesuna b'tzara v'shivya v'omdin bein b'yam bein b'yam u'bein b'yivasha b'hamakum yirachim aleihem yotzi'eim b'tzara l'arvacha v'me'afela l'ora v'shiva l'ge'ula hashta b'agolaz v'ankariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or in captivity on seer land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, let us say, Amen. Yishaber Hoseinu Abba Yisrael Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayilei Tzeva Hagana Yisrael Anshei Kochot Habitachon, Hamdim Al Mishmar Aretzeinu V'arei Eloheinu Miha Livanon, Ve'ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'min Hayam Hagadol, Ad Lavo Harava, Makom Makom Sheheim, V'yivashir Ba'ir V'yam. Yitena the Nazareno Agamim Alainu Lithim with Nahem. Hakadish Baruch Yishmovitzias Kailena Bakal Sar Batuka, Bakal Neglumachla. Yishak Bracha Batslakam Komase Dehem. Yad Bir Sonenu Taktehem Veshem Kesu Yeshua Terti Sakon. The Kuim and Hem Kasu Ki Adonai Lehem Haholei Imachem. Vilechem Lechem Imai Vecha Vashias Fem. Benomar Amen. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzlach Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. Hu Yivarach Vinsur et Vinsur es Needrei Tzeva Hagana LeYisrael Ushuya VeChokatofim. The Esko Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzara Ushuya VeOverarsh Hakol Hakol Hakad Ba'Avorsh Hakol Hakol Hakadosh Hazem Etzvalu Ba'Avuram. Hakadosh Baruch Yimale Rachmi Aleihem. VeYotziem VeChoshech VeTamavis. VeLososeihem VeYanatek VeMishmatu Okoseihem VeYosheim. VeShivaim VeShivaim VeMehera LeChek Mishkoseihem. Yodu v'adonai tasto v'diflasov v'livnei adam. V'yikuyim v'hem hak'nikra shak'tetuv v'udeya adonai yoshvun v'yavau tzion v'rina. V'simcha solam al rosham sasol v'simcha v'yazgiu v'nasil yagom v'nachol v'nomar. Amen. Misha berach v'oseinu v'yabram yitzav v'yakov Moshe Aaron David v'shomo hu yivar v'rape yasacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachma Aleihem Lachalim Al Raposim Lachadzil Chavim Leloksam Yishlach Lehem Mehei Rufu Hashem Al Shemayim Leremach Evarav Usa Gidav Besor Sharchol Yisrael Rufu HaNefesh Rufu HaGuf Hashta Ba'agala Uzman Kuriv V'nomar Amen. I wish you all a amazing year, a Ksiv of Hasima Tova, a year in which we hear only Besoros Tovos, and a year in which we are a Chazak, the Ameit Libecha, the Kaveh Al Adonai.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Bixen. Truly appreciate having you back on the call. I look forward to having you back in Yeretz Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.